Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The Lord's been really speaking to me about the secrets to being protected. You know, we need to be, because so many people are looking for self-preservation, but you know, you find out the reason why you're panicking on self-preservation is because you can't protect yourself. And no matter how much you, how defensive you are with yourself, you can't protect yourself. But when you start finding out God wants to protect you, then that's exciting. You know, and I was looking at Psalms 41, 1 through 3. It's, the Lord just, it really just spoke to me about here. And his word was, you know, blessed is he who has regard for the weak. Think about that. Blessed is he who has regard for the weak. The Lord delivers him in times of trouble. The Lord will protect him and preserve his life. He will bless him in the land and not surrender him to the desires of his foe. The Lord will sustain him on his sick bed and restore him from his bed of illness. It's like, my goodness, what a protection plan. That's exciting when you think about what God will do when we, it's not about me hoarding and taking care of myself. It's about me beginning to focus on other people. It's about me beginning to trust God and say, you know what? I'm going to, he says right here, he says, blessed is he who has regard for the weak. I mean, there's, I know a lot of people have who have disdain for the weak, who have criticism for the weak, who are judgmental of the weak. But in regards, we're talking about, you want a protection plan. He says you need to have regard for the weak. And this is what he says. If we'll do this, the Lord will bless. He'll bless you. He'll deliver you from times of trouble. He'll protect you. Your life will be preserved. He'll bless you in the land. No matter which land you're in, he'll bless you in the land. He'll not surrender you to the desires of your enemies. He'll sustain you on your sick bed, and he'll restore you from your illness. I mean, think about how powerful that is.
Wow.
That is so huge. I'm talking to you about a protection plan, the secret protection plan. And by the way, it's just free of charge. Yeah, it's free of charge. Just don't, you know, unless you want to sow a gift and you want to start giving in the context of that. Listen, listen, this is a protection plan. So he says, when will all this happen? He says, this will happen when you have regard for the weak. And you think about it, most, and this is the dilemma is, you know, when somebody hears a teaching from God's word and they hear a word, the first thing that they do because of our struggle with idolatry is like, that's right. You need to take care, better care of me. Yeah, it was amazing.
I'm
it's like,
weak. I'm how, a did, weak one here.
How did this whole, what happened? You know, it was amazing. It's like, that's right. You need to come to me and you need to repent. I mean, all these different things, like, how did it, this vortex of your existence, you know? No. Listen, this is what he said. Hey, put your mind on God for a second. He says, this comes to you when you have regard for the weak. And the weak is defined as not strong, liable, they're liable to yield. In other words, that they might not be able to hold in there too long. They're liable to break or to under strain. They're fragile. They're frail. Lacking in bodily strength or healthy vigor or from like being sick or feeble and that type of stuff, lacking in the ability or strength or knowledge or intelligence to speak up for themselves, their safety, their well-being. I mean, you think about it. Think about children. Just right up front, think about children that they don't have a voice. So many children right now, if they could say something, if your toddler could say something, if your infant could articulate a conversation, if your young three-year-old could really say what's going on, they would say, what are you doing, Mom? What are you doing, Dad? Why have you left me? Why are you neglecting me? You know what? They don't have a voice. But I just want to tell you, like we did for years, for 10 years, we put a signs prophesying all over communities and said, Dad, please take me. And on the other side, for the fatherless, we said, sir, please take me. And we're saying right now, in regards to the weak, to the children who don't have a voice, ma'am, sir, turn away from all your self-idolatrous focus on you and your things and your stuff and look at your feet. That's your children. They're weak. They need you to feed them. They need you to teach them. They need you to raise them. They need you not to push them off in some specialized podiatry, neurosurgeon ministry, somebody else raise and teach my child. You! I mean, have regard for your very own children. I mean, you think about in having regards for the weak. How in the world are you going to cry out to God to bless you when you're not even having regard for your own children? Mm. You have no love or no compassion for your own children. You're saying, God, why don't you have love and compassion for me? Why don't you deliver me from my enemies? Why don't you bless me and protect me in this land? It's like, you have no regard for the weak. And he tells us, even in Romans 14:1, he says, accept him whose faith is weak without passing judgment on him on disputable matters now. And understand, non-disputable matters, you have to call it what it is. Jesus is the Son of God. He's the only way to God. Every other way is a thief and a robber. The cross of Christ is the power of God, and the blood of Jesus is the only way you get forgiveness for sin. Undisputable. Now, about the length of your hair, come on. You know, get over that. Understand this, then, when he talks about the weak, it's having regard for them. When you think about regard, that's defined as to look upon or think of with particular feelings. You're feeling empathy, you're feeling something. To have or to show respect or concern for. Do you watch the news with disgust, with your nose up? Or do you watch the news with a broken heart and your knees down, trying to find out how you can help that young man or that woman or that couple or what's going on? To think highly of or esteem, to have regard, or do you just think down about folks? Regard is to pay attention to, like we said, pay attention to your children in thought and action and concern. So you think about it. For those that are weak in their faith, how can you have regard for them? How you can actually begin to help restore a brother, restore a sister, bring them back to their salvation in the Lord and say, you know what? God can restore you. Secondly, you can begin to disciple someone. If you love them and they're weak, make them strong by teaching them the ways of the Lord and helping them begin to walk in it and strengthen them. Just like Francis Chan said, don't be deceived. Disciples make disciples. How can you help a weak believer? Disciple them. Teach them the ways of Jesus. How can you help the weak? Stand up strong for the ones who don't have a voice. Stand up strong for the next 55 million that will die in their mother's womb because you say nothing about abortion. Stand up for the orphan. Stand up for the widow. Stand up for the elderly person. Did they even cross your mind that they're shipping off elderly folks now in Germany to different countries just so they can die out of their sight? Does it cross your mind that in China, how they actually handle healthcare now in China, which they're trying to imitate, that they say, now we manage your health care. If you have more than one child, we will not cover it. And if we find it, we'll kill it. You have to kill the child. That's if you want to turn everything over away from God. And so you should have concern about made in China. When you have a product that says made in China, and we have a government, we should have regard for the Chinese people and what they're going through, having to hide the second child, having to hide the fact or to take the life of a child that's not the gender that you needed to be able to carry on the name. And so, but understand this. All we got to do is have regard for the weak. That's all we got to do is have regard for the weak. So he's telling us very specifically that if we'll do this, we'll be blessed. It will be delivered from times of trouble. We'll be protected. We'll be preserved by God. Our life will be preserved. We'll be blessed in the land that we're in, not surrendered to the desires of our enemy, sustained from our sickbed and restored from our bed of illness. Understand this. Psalms 41:1-3. Blessed is he who has regard for the weak. The Lord will deliver him in times of trouble. The Lord will protect him and preserve his life. He will bless him in the land and not surrender him to the desires of his foes. The Lord will sustain him on his sickbed and restore him from his bed of illness. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.